Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you, God, for who you are and everything that you do in our lives. Lord God, I thank you, God, for always being there when we need you. I thank you, God, for always being faithful. Yes, I thank you, God, for always being everywhere at the same time. I thank you, God, for never being too busy. Yeah. I thank you, God, for your word on today. I ask, Father, that the words that I speak, Father, that it will pierce into someone's heart. Lord God, not by me, God, but by your word. By you, God, I ask that you will remove me from me. I ask, God, that your word will go forth to your people, that somebody is going to say, I got to try Jesus. Lord God, we love you so much. It is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, I'm gonna try to do this thing today. All right, we gonna be out of here in time on today. All right, I can't tell y'all if we're gonna be out before 12:30 or yeah, we gonna be out here in time. All right, all right. And I'm gonna try to work this thing out. Brother Kadeem said I got this crook in my almost like a crook in my neck with this little mic thing on it. So I'm gonna try to work this thing out. So if you see me put on my jacket. That's because this thing is in my way, all right? And I just need to clip this microphone or something. It's me and these turtlenecks, all right? I love these turtlenecks, all right? Listen, we got a word from God on today. It's so amazing, so powerful. But, man, I just will be remiss, man, if I did not say how grateful I am just to be here on this day, amen. I woke up this morning, and I woke up, man, and I just had a little different spirit about myself, man. And I woke up with thankfulness in my heart. I heard the birds chirping outside my window, and it was it wasn't too warm, but it was a little warmer than it's been, okay? And I was grateful this morning, amen, as I was in my word, and I just say, you know what, man, I'm grateful to be here on today. I'm grateful that last night was not my last night. Amen. I'm grateful that when I checked in on my kids and on my wife, everybody was doing just fine. I'm grateful to see that my parents are here. I'm grateful to see that you are here on today. I'm grateful that God is still in the blessing business. Amen. Amen. So I woke up with a grateful heart on this morning. Amen. And I want you to just start thinking about what you're grateful for. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. And he's so worthy to be praised. Amen. Scripture text for today is going to be coming from a couple places. We're going to do something different. Y'all know I got to always do something different when I bring the word, but I just this is the way God made me, okay? All right. So on my right side, which is your left, all right, because I know my right from my left. Okay, so where's my right side? This is my right side, so that means that would be y'all left, okay? So my right side, which is your left, y'all going to read, okay? This I want y'all to go to this portion of your Bible, okay? You're going to go to Matthew 6, verses 25. That's where we're going to start at. We're going to go 25 to 34, okay, over here. All right? And on this side, which is my left, your right? Yeah, we're going to preach from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Okay? The reason why I'm doing this, y'all, because, man, I was studying, man. I said, man, which God, I don't know which verse to come from. It's just too good. And he just said, mix them together. Just do both of them. I was like, man, God, you amazing, man. Let me just try this out just to see how it works, all right? So remember, on my right-hand side, we're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 35 through 34. And that's what I said? I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. All right, y'all got to bear with me today, okay? Then on this left side, which is your right side, we're going to be coming from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, okay? All right, y'all know y'all like, they got a whole bunch of verses. We only got two. It's powerful. Watch this. It's powerful, okay? Pre-read it while they reading for a second, all right? Okay, all right, here we go. Y'all ready? Y'all ready on my right side? Okay, here we go. Since theirs is long, we're going to put it on the screen for them, okay? You don't got to put Proverbs on their screen, okay? All right, just bear with me. Here we go. Y'all ready? Read it. Amen. Thank you. Thank you on my right side. I appreciate that. All right. Now, again, we ain't got to put it on the screen, okay? But here we go. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Everybody over here got it? Okay, let's read that now. Amen. Ooh-wee. Give God a hand clap, amen, for his word. Amen. If you're not too mean on today, just say to the neighbor next to you, let go and let God. Now, we don't want the person next on the other side of you getting jealous, so just turn to them and say the same thing. Let go and let God. And then listen. And then just say this, whisper it, you're not in control. All right. Now that we got everybody on the same page, let's go ahead and dive into this. Amen. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. You are not in control. You're not in control. Amen. We live in a time where anxiety is at an all-time high. And peace feels very rare. Amen. We carry burdens that God never asked us to carry. Yep. Too many times we deal with so much in our lives, bills, than more bills than we got money. Amen. We got trouble rising up on us everywhere you look, everywhere you turn. And if you, some folk that just watch the news, all they do is talk about bad stuff. So before you go to bed, your chest beating real hard and your head going crazy, you just like, Lord, I don't know what's going on. America seems like it's about to get ready to go downhill. Lord, I need your help. How can I make a change? We about to get ready to, let me back up for a second. I know a little slang now, y'all. I learned a little slang, okay? My daughter, you know, my son, they be keeping me on a little slang. You know, they talk. You know, I just want to make sure I'm, you know, in the loop, you know what I'm saying, so they ain't saying nothing out the way, all right? So I'm going to say some slang today, okay, while I'm preaching, and then y'all going, I'm going to tell y'all what it means so y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, all right? Okay? All right, so listen. You feel like you about to just go super crazy, right? You about to just lose your mind, not just like on a regular day, but just like one of these days, man, like everybody done tried you. You feel me? Like you done went down to the grocery store and people giving you stinky look. I'm sorry, somebody took your parking spot. You really mad now, right? But you ain't mad, okay? You just about to crash out. Okay? You about to get ready to crash out. So if y'all hear me, when y'all hear me say crash out, you know that I'm talking about you done lost it, okay? You done completely lost it. My head ain't bald, but you done lost it all, okay? It done, zoom, it's gone. You ain't got no more there, okay? Nobody better not ever try you again because you about to crash out, okay? All right? I don't know if this is appropriate, but clock that, right? That's a good one. Clock that. I guess that's just me. I'm telling some good information or something like that. Clock that, okay? All right. But we're dealing with all of these issues that make you want to crash out, make you just want to lose your mind. You got kids that's acting up, folk on your job talking about you, backstabbing, backbiting, People running your name in the mud in the streets. They on Instagram talking about you. And you just about to crash out. You about to lose it. But God said, all I need you to do is let it go and let me deal with it. Too many times in our life, we allow ourselves, I'm keeping it real, we allow ourselves to crash out. We didn't gotta crash out. We do it for a couple reasons. One reason is we like the attention. Try me if you want to. I'm going to crash out right now. Try me. You better not. I dare you try me. I'm about to get ready to just let it go. Right? Sometimes we really don't know where to turn to. A lot of times what we do is we start trying to deal with the situation on our own. Today in our King's men's ministry today, we talked about temptation. Shout out to all the men, man, that be coming to King's. Hey, listen, man, we be talking about some stuff. All right, listen, if you want to join us, man, come on. Not next Sunday because it's going to be the women, but the Sunday after, okay? We go the first and the third, all right? So come, look, we at 9:30, okay, and then we out at 10:30, okay? Breakfast is provided. But we be having some really great conversations, okay? And then today we talked about temptation, man. And the thing about temptation is that the devil knows your weakness. Your weakness may not be what my weakness is, but you got a weakness. You got one, and he knows exactly how to use it to get you. And a lot of folks saying, the devil did this, but listen, the devil ain't your friend, man. He got one job, and that's to steal, kill, and destroy. Listen, he wants you. He playing for keeps. Okay, so he knows your temptation. He knows what to do or what to say to get you tempted, to make you crash out, to make you lose your mind, to make you fall back away from God. He knows exactly what to do, what to say. But we cannot give him that energy. You cannot give him that energy. You can't give him that amount of power. There is no way that you can do that. All right, here we go. We got to learn how to give these things to God. Too many times, we feel that how can I do this? How can I do that? But Scripture just taught us on this side, on my right side, that we ain't got to worry. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us not to worry. And in Proverbs chapter 3, the word tells us by trusting in God, that's what y'all just told me, we got to trust in God with all of your heart. Now, these two passages go hand in hand. That's why I was like, man, God, you got to put this thing together. You did that, okay? These two passages go hand in hand. Matthew 6 tells us not to worry. Proverbs 3 tells us to trust in God with all of our heart. Submit and then surrender and let go and let God. Okay, I got a couple points. I'm going to say my couple points, and I'm going to set on down, all right? We're going to do it, all right? We're going to walk this thing just for a little while. Okay, here we go. Point number one, worrying doesn't work. Trusting God does. Okay, for those who want to take some notes, let's take some notes. Here we go. Point one, worry doesn't work. Trusting God does. Worry changes nothing, but faith changes everything. Okay? Here we go. We're not called to carry it all. We're called to trust him through it all. Amen? We're not called to carry our burdens, to carry our hardships, to carry our issues, to carry our bills. We're not called to carry all of that. We're called to trust in God so that he can do it all. That's what we have to do. Trusting with all of your heart means even when it doesn't make sense. Even when it don't make sense, you got to trust in God with all your heart. We go through some situations in our life. We be like, God, why did you put me in this situation? how did I make it out of that situation? Y'all see how that worked? God, how did you put me in this situation? Why did you put me in this situation? Girl, you look good. I got out of that situation. How did you get out of that situation? By trusting in God. Because I guarantee that there's no one in here that has made your way out of the situation by yourself. Raise your hand if you have. Anybody? I'll wait. Nobody in here has made it out of their situation by themselves. I promise you. I promise you. There is no way. And then we wonder, why God, why did you do that? I go to church every Sunday. I sing in the praise team. I'm one of your biggest tithers. And you will let this happen to me? Huh? God said, listen, I'm no respecter of a person. What I'll do for them, I'll do for you. What I'll do to them, I'll do to you. Nobody in here is perfect. He's gonna, a lot of time, God takes us through situations so that he can see how strong our faith is. Just to see how strong, because listen, every Sunday we come here and we sing. Sister Onika get up there and she tell, lean with the rock with it if you don't want to sit. We just sit down and we don't even care. We need somebody to hype us up every single Sunday. But when are we going to get to the point in our lives where we start thinking about how good God has been to us? Because I know it ain't just me, but I done been in some situations I know for sure I wasn't supposed to make it out of. I know for sure I wasn't supposed to be alive to this day. I know for sure I was supposed to be locked up in somebody's jail. From the decisions and the situations that I made back in my past. But that never happened to y'all. We can't talk about what's real, I see. Here we go. Let go of your limit views and lean to God's perfect plan. You are not in control, but you are in his care. You're not in control, but you're in his care. See, a lot of times, we can see the plan, or we think we can see the plan. Or we pray to God and say, God, I want you just to make a way. And God started moving some things out your way, and then what do you got to do? You got to start messing with stuff. Oh, you don't believe me? Watch this. Here you go. Watch this. Lord, send me a man. Lord, send me a wife. Watch this. Watch. Send me a man, send me a wife. Here you go. God said, are you faithful at church? Watch this. Are you faithful doing your word? Are you in your word daily? How can I bless you with something great? Because when God bless you, he's going to bless you great. I promise you. When he blesses you, it's going to be something great. It ain't going to just be no little, you know, here go a blessing. He ain't going to go a blessing and turn away. He going to watch you. He going to be waiting like on Christmas, waiting for you to open up that blessing. Come on. Open up this blessing. Come on. When he give you a blessing, when he gives you your blessing, he's waiting to see your reaction, right? So God said, I'm not going to bless you if you can't do the simple things I'm asking you to do. You want a great blessing, don't you? But you don't want to be faithful at church. You don't want to work on yourself. You don't want to take a self-inventory. Self-inventory hurts sometimes. Ooh-wee. It hurts. Because when you start being real with you, listen, for real. Because everybody else can say whatever they think. But when you look in that mirror and you start doing self-inventory, ooh-wee, that's all I can say. Ooh-wee. Now listen, so God said, I need you to do some self-inventory before I can bless you in a situation, in a relationship. You want a man? Fix yourself. For real. You want a woman? Yeah, get yourself prepared. Get yourself ready. So when I do bless you, When I do send the woman out for you, when I do send the man out for you, you'll be ready to receive what I have given you. Because what we try to do is, when God try to send us, and it's in his plan, we start touching it and start saying, okay, well, I'm over here, but God, you take it too long. I'm about to be 40 in a couple weeks, and I need you to go ahead. You got to send somebody right now, God. I'm just going, girl, you want to go out? Yeah, let's go out. I'm going to find me Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now, because that's exactly what it is. Mr. Right Now. Because listen, we're not prepared. We're not making preparation. We're not. We want to feel like we're in control. God, I know you got this, but let me help you out just a little bit. God said, I don't need no help. I don't need you to put your hands in here. It's already in the plan. When you turn 43, that's when you're going to have your new person. Because it's going to take you a little longer to get yourself together because of the baggage that you've been through. It's going to take about 3 years to get rid of that trash that you've built up throughout the years. Too many times, we don't want to let go and let God because we got our own agenda. We wanted God to do it right now when God said, "It ain't you ain't ready for it right now. You're not ready for it right now. When I give it to you, then you're going to mess it up." Because we feel like we in control. God, I got you, but God, I need your help, but I know you can handle this, but let me get on. Point number two. There we go. You don't need to understand. You just need to trust. You don't need to understand. You just need to trust. We love to figure it out, but God says, stop trying to understand it all and just follow me. All I need you to do is just follow me. And a lot of us can't even do that. We can follow him for when everything going right, though. We'll follow him for a little while. Lord, I love you. And come to church and everything going well now, right? Let something happen in your life. Let the lights get cut off. Let the mortgage overlap two months in a row. Let the car insurance go down. Let one of your kids start getting sick. You saying, Lord, I'm going to come to church, but I got to put in these hours at work because I need a little more money. I need a little more money to pay these. I'm trying to pay catch up. God said, that ain't what I want you to do. I need you to trust me. I need you to trust and believe and to know that I am the way to make the way out of here. I can make this way out of here. Too many times, man, we start following God only when it's convenient for us. Only when it look good for us. We got to get to the point that we say, God, I trust you regardless of what it look like. I believe that you can do all things exceedingly abundantly, whatever it is I can believe or think. Get to the point in our lives where we trust God fully. There are moments when God is withholding understanding from us. The scripture tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. You know why? Because you don't understand what God is doing. You don't understand why God told you to go down this road and you take this road every single day, but he told you to go down this road right here. Because they had a shootout earlier. You don't understand. You don't understand why God say, girl, don't entertain him. Because he's toxic. But you be like, you know what, God? He just looks so good. You know what, God? She's beautiful. She's so beautiful. And I'm lonely. Can we talk about what's real? God said, listen, you don't understand why I did not want you to go and start dating right now. 2 months that you done dealt with in your life. You ain't ready to trust them right away. You ain't ready to love them right away. too many times, we don't understand what God is trying to say to us. So we hold on just a little bit to the word of God. We come to church and we feel like, oh, that word wasn't for me, so it must have been for somebody else. So I ain't going back to that church. It ain't for me. That church ain't for me. It's not about the building, it's about the person. The church is what's inside of you. I believe that everybody in here, and I told this to the men's ministry this morning, everybody in here, when you take yourself inventory, can add some things or take away some things from your life. That's what makes you a better Christian. That's what makes you a better person. When you take that self inventory and you say, God, I only trust you. I'm going to let go of the situation and let God. Let God handle the situation. Let me get back up here. I'm looking at the time. We gotta get rolling. Here we go. Point number three, acknowledge him first. He will provide everything else. Acknowledge him first, and he will acknowledge everything else. Worrying begins when God is no longer first. But when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he promises to direct our paths. When you put God first, he puts everything in order. When you put him first, he puts everything else in your life in order. I promise you that. I promise. Watch this. I can never love my wife properly if I don't love and do what God asked me to do. It just don't work. If I don't believe in God, if I don't believe in Christ, if I only come to church every once in a while, my household, my foundation will never stand. You know why? Because Christ is not the center of my foundation. Watch this. Me and my two older sons was outside. We're putting together this fence. I tore down the old, ugly, nasty chain link fence. That was up there for like 35 years, whoever had the house, right? I was like, man, this fence got to go. So me, before I do any building, man, I like to do all the type of YouTubing. My wife be like, you still down here watching? I'm like, yeah, I got to figure this out. I want to, this thing got to be perfect, right? Okay, so I got all everything going. When I get off work, I'm like, let's go. I told my son, we finna get ready to get this thing going, okay? They outside digging with me. We putting in the post, okay? And then my son say, okay, when we dig the post, can we just put dirt in there? I said, uh-uh. He said, okay. Well, I said, get some of them bricks, right? Put the post in, put some bricks inside of it. He said, is that it? Can we cover it up now? I said, uh-uh. It still ain't ready. We got to put some cement in there. Well, what the cement going to do? So I'm going to show you. We put that cement in there. He said, do we got to put water in it? Now, some of y'all are going to argue with me on this, okay? But I know that for sure I'm almost like a contractor, just a little bit. Just self-proclaimed, you know what I'm saying? For my studies, you feel me? Okay, watch this. So my son say, don't you got to put water in there? I said, nope. He said, why not? I said, because the earth already has water in it. So when you put the dirt on top of the concrete, the moisture from the soil is automatically going to draw to the concrete. He said, I don't believe this. The next day, was it standing? Nice and strong. But the reason why I say this is because if you don't have that concrete, if you don't have that concrete in your foundation, you just got a foundation. And guess what? When your trials and your tribulations come, and stuff just going to be moving you around. And they're going to say, how in the world is that thing still standing? Okay? Now listen, we got to have the main ingredient, which is Jesus Christ. The reason how I know is because once you put that concrete, which is Jesus Christ, on there, it's going to pull everything together. It's going to pull everything together. I promise you, it's going to pull everything together. Watch this. If you want to have a great household, start praying with your spouse and with your kids. I promise you, When I grew up, we had to have family prayer every night. I'm talking about tired. And we just... every night, my mama would make sure every night. I'm like, it's the weekend. Can we on spring break? My goodness. We on summer break. We still got to wake up and come in here and have family prayer. But I'm just a firm believer. I'm a firm believer that prayer made me who I am today. I'm a firm believer of that. I'm a firm believer that the midnight prayers, the prayers I didn't want to go to at night, or she would ask me to pray, I'm just like, oh, can we hurry up and get this over with? Now I'm mad at my brothers and sisters that's holding my hand. Because they time you say the longest prayers and they ready to go to bed. But I'm just a firm believer that it made me who I am today to draw closer to God because my foundation needed to be structured. But when you put God first, He'll put everything else in order. Acknowledge Him in your finances. Acknowledge Him in your relationship. Acknowledge Him in your business. Acknowledge Him in your parenting. Acknowledge Him in your waiting. Acknowledge Him while you're waiting. Yeah. Some of y'all are waiting and been waiting for some years. You've been waiting for some things to shift and turn around. You've been waiting for some things to drop off of you. You've been waiting for some things for some people to let go. You've been waiting for some people to get out your life. You've been waiting for some bad relationships to end. But God said, all I need you to do is acknowledge me first. And I promise you I'll make everything else happen. I'll make everything else happen. All I need you to do is acknowledge me first. Put me first. Put me first. Not second, but first. You know what second mean, right? You know what, God? Yeah, you know what, God? I got this fat bonus at work today. But I usually only give you, I usually can only spare this amount for offering. But God said, I'm just going to see how much you going to give. How much of a blessing have I been to you? How good have I been to you? Oh, but we want to be stingy. We want to be stingy. God is never stingy with His blessing. He wake you up every morning. Every single morning. Migraine and all. Body hurting and all. Feet swollen up and all. Wig off and all. No, I'm just playing. But He wakes you up. He wakes you up. So all He wants you to do is put Him first. Put Him first and everything else, I promise you, will fall in line. Here we go. Point number 4. Let God lead. He knows the way. He makes the way. Let God lead. He knows the way and He makes the way. You don't need to have a whole map. All you have to do is have the GPS, which is Jesus Christ. You ain't got to know what's coming for tomorrow, as we read. It said in Scripture, why are we worried about what we're going to put on, what we're going to eat, how the bills going to get paid, how the kids going to get taken care of? That's what it said in Scripture. That's what it said. How am I going to deal with situations that overcome me? Tomorrow, I got to be at the doctor's. I don't know what the test results is going to be. Next week, Tuesday, I got to go to the dentist. Tomorrow may never even be promised. And Scripture teaches us that there's enough problems in today to worry about. Stop worrying about what's going to happen on tomorrow. And Scripture over here teaches us that we got to trust in God with all thy heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in everything that you do, and he will make sure that your pathway is straight. I promise you. Now watch this. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Y'all know how I got to get down. You know how I got to get down. All right, Terrio, come on up. T.A.'s, come here. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Y'all know I got to get down. Because, you know, when I grew up, I grew up different, okay? I grew up, and I'm like, you can say something to me, I'd be like, no. And I read it, be like, nah, this ain't making sense. But when I actually start doing it, putting it in perspective, and I see it, that's how it works, okay? Now watch this. All right, come here, Terrion. Come here. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Okay, watch this. All right. I want y'all to watch this. Okay. You're you. You're you. Okay? But everywhere you go, I want y'all to follow me, okay? Everywhere I go. All right? You're you. You'd have had perfect worship service today. You done been in your word all week long. You got a little money in your bank account. Your car got a little gas in it. You know what you finna eat when you get to the crib, all type of stuff. Everything working. Right? Back in my time, we used to say, everything working, all right? Everything working, all right? Okay, watch this. But life still be life here. And it's gone life to the day you leave this earth. I don't know, raise your hand if you ain't got no bills to pay in here. Anybody? Okay. Well, I know I'm talking about these younger ones ain't got no bills. Raise your hand if you don't got no bills ever to pay. Ever. You ain't never got no bills, okay? Watch this. Here we go. Okay. So if I'm you and I'm walking through life, I go to work, y'all gotta follow me. I go to work. Okay, I go to work. I knock out that 8 hours, right? Then I gotta be at Bible study too. Okay, all right, I got you. I'm at Bible study. Okay. Okay. I gotta go to the grocery store too because I need this and that and this and that. Okay, boom, all right, boom, right? Okay. Oh, man, I forgot. I got to take the car to go get an oil change, okay? Boom. Oil change. Now I got a flat tire. Everything was looking good, right? But I got you, God. I still trust you, okay? I'm getting on out. Got to change my tire. Do anybody change their tires anymore? Okay, I was going to say, so we didn't got so new school now. We just call somebody to change the tire. Like, man, don't nobody know how to change tires no more? Man, back in my day, man, we had to learn how to do that, okay? All right, anyways, tire on flat, get out and change it, okay? But now I'm looking at my bank account, and then it got garnished. Uh-oh. Negative $200. Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Oh, hello? Y'all laying off. Y'all terminated my position. Oh, man. Oh, man. God. I, what's going on, man? All these problems are still following me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, the problems, if I go right, they coming with me. I don't know why. Like, every time I turn around, I got problems and issues. Hold on. I get a phone call from the kids acting up at school, too? Man, I'm about to get ready to crash out. Hold on. Shut off notice? Let me just go get me a glass of water, please. Oh, the water done got turned off. I forgot to pay the. Lord Jesus. I just don't know what to do, man. It's just so much. Get away from me, man. Just please. I just need y'all to get away from me, please. Too many problems, too many issues. I just need y'all to go. I can't handle this. I'm about to crash out. I'm about to lose my mind. Because every time I turn around, it's something else. Now they all start repossessing my truck. No more food. All y'all do is sit around and eat food all day. I don't know about y'all, but that's a real thing. My kids eat food all day long. I'm not lying. I'll be like, man, you in the kitchen again? Bro, we need you to get a job. I ain't gonna lie to you. Listen, I need y'all to go. It's too much for me. I cannot handle this right now. Okay. I cannot handle this no more. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the issues. I'm tired of the drama. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. I know I'm gonna go to church. Maybe because I'm a minister, it ain't gonna follow me in the church. Y'all still here? Man, I don't know, man. I don't know God. I don't know God. I don't know God. I'm about to get ready to crash out. All right, y'all can stop following. It's getting annoying now. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Y'all ain't doing this on spring break either. But the reason why I said that is because that's life. Everywhere you turn, it's there. Something else is coming up. Something else is about to get ready to try to take vacancy, to come and be a tenant right in your house. Something is trying to overtake your home. Something is here to suffocate you. Something is here to take you out. But all I'm here to tell you is all you can do is let it go and allow God to deal with the situations. All you can do is allow God to deal with your situations. Because this situation, this life becomes too heavy for us. It becomes too much for us. It becomes toxic to us. It becomes overwhelming and stressful. Makes you want to crash out and just lose everything. But God said, all I need you to do is trust in me. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. And watch me pull you out of this situation like I've done before. Like I've done before. So many times before. We got to get to the point in our lives, brothers and sisters. And I'm done when I say this. We got to get to the point in our lives, brothers and sisters, where it's not a formality that we just come to church. That is not just a thing that I'm here today. I'm beautiful. I'm here. I got to get my makeup done. I got to get my suit on. You know, I'm looking good when I come in here. We got to stop doing that. We got to come to church to get the word so that we can put the word inside of us to take it out here to this dark world. Learn how to let it go. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. If I let go, don't that mean I'm weak? Don't that mean I gave up? Nah, not at all. See, what happens is when you let go, this is very important. When you let go, you acknowledge to God, I completely trust you. It's not you being weak. It ain't you being weak. It's just you saying, God, I completely trust you. Because guess what? It's out of my hands now. I done dealt with it for years. It's out of my hands now. I'm going to give it to somebody who I know for sure can handle this. All right, I'm going to say this and I'm done. I told my brothers in men's ministry this morning. Told my men's in ministry this morning, man, that, you know, just too many times, man, we allow what people know about us to change who we are. Or we back off from doing things that we know that we can do. Just because somebody know anything about you, that does not determine your story. Does not say who you are. It does not say who you are. Lean unto God with your heart. All I want you to do is trust in God. I don't want you to ask Siri. I don't want you to get on Google. I don't want you to pull out all your hair because it's too much for you. All I want you to do is trust in God. Let your situation go and let God handle it. Amen. Let's stand up all over the building. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I'm gonna ask my prayer warriors to come on up at this time. And I'm gonna dismiss everybody, but I'm gonna ask all my prayer warriors to come on up. Because I just feel like there's so much that we deal with on everyday level. And I just want you to know that you can't handle it by yourself. You can't handle it by yourself. This is a spiritual warfare that we're on it right now. We are in a spiritual warfare right now. And the only way that you can fight a spiritual battle is with the spirited man. That's it. His name is Jesus. So here we go. If you are here on today and you just need help letting go of everything that you're dealing with, I want you to come on down to the altar so we can pray for you. Amen. We want to be able to pray for you because we want you to leave differently than the way you came. Amen. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord God, I thank you, God, for who you are and everything that you always do in our lives. Lord God, I thank you for your word that was blessed on today. I thank you, God, that we're able to just let things go and give it to you. I thank you, God, that you're never too busy to handle our situations, that there's nothing too heavy for you. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for always being faithful. Always being faithful. Always faithful. Thank you, Jesus, for always being faithful. So, Lord God, as we leave this place, never away from your presence, we pray, God, that your will be done in our lives every single day. We love you so much, and it is in Jesus Christ's name that we pray this prayer. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Amen.